Are you recording, John? We're here with the man, the myth, the legend, Peter Ehrlich. G'day, mate. How's it going?
Hi, boys. Love BFM. Back here, 95.
You are BFM. Yeah, Why do you love it?
You know, all other radio stations are shit.
And there you go.
It's true. Sorry, probably going to get fired from MediaWorks.
Not a bumper sticker in sight. You just recited that off the dome.
Due to your station, you've championed bands who have been slightly outside the realm, and so you have a very important role to play. And it's so good that you really haven't had to. Well, you know what I'm trying to say.
There's the odd compromise.
Let's not leave it there.
No, but you're right. These awards actually are a big BFM alumni in all these categories.
You see them coming through, and it's wonderful. So I just wanted to say, a hi to all the listeners out there who keep the station going, and because it's a tough world, and you guys, it's very, very important that you continue your role to not only the music but also the humour.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. But tonight's not about BFM, it's about you guys. You're obviously playing with the dudes tonight.
Yes.
Holy hell.
I know.
Rad.
How's that life? And when we rehearsed down at, it's not Victor, Spark Arena.
Yeah.
There's about, 100 crew, running around with their bloody things on. And then we played, and at the end we stopped playing Bliss, and it was about 10 seconds silence, and then the whole room just, erupted into applause. Yeah, you get the biggest.
Awesome, awesome.
So, very excited to do our stuff for a generation who never got to see the band, And we're on tour. Tickets go on sale Monday the 18th, and we'll be in a town near you, so come rock with us.
Yo, Peter Ehrlich, thanks so much, my bro.
Hi, I'm Ed from Racing, and this is, Dan
from
Racing.
Hey, I'm Dan, how you going?
You guys are up for an award tonight.
Yeah. We're up for an award, best rock album, artist.
I think Dan's up for outfit of the night, by the way.
Yeah, oh, right. Cheer bowl.
Very tight.
How would you describe it? Zambezi, kimono.
Did I just ask you kind of what you're wearing and you fucking answered me?
You did, man.
Oh, yeah.
You want to know labels? You want to know...
You're a basic bitch, aren't you?
I'm wearing AS colours, so I don't know.
Now, is it the first time you guys have been up for an award?
First time Racing has ever been up for any award. Mm.
Is it a nice sort of, nod of the head from the music industry to then say, hey, yo, boys, we like what you're doing?
It's great. I just like coming to these things, man. It's fun.
How does it work? Do you start, a group chat with everyone else that's been nominated and just kind of figure out who might be winning? Or just, it must be weird, right? You make weird eye contact with people. Have you seen the other nominees yet?
You just kind of roll up and slightly awkward and just kind of
hang out and get drunk.
Yeah.
All right, we're nailing it.
I think it's... the end of the day, it's just... It's a free party, isn't it? So, yeah.
I just realized it's a microphone. For a second, I thought that was, the biggest vape I've ever seen.
Are you guys looking forward to any of the live performances tonight?
I am looking forward to the dudes because Ricky Morris is, he's playing for Ian Morris, and that's special to all of us from the kind of old school Devonport area where Ricky was like a influential character for all of us, and to see him step into that role is touching, and I'm just basically really happy for him, and I'm so keen to hear him play in that band. Yeah,
I reckon everyone will go mental. I think everyone's going to go crazy for that. Yeah. We talked to Dobbo before. He's doing a couple of little solo situations as well. He's playing a couple of classics.
We also talked to Peter Ehrlich, and he was saying that they soundcheck Bliss in there. And there's about 10 crew in there, but everyone's like, get the beers in!
Yeah, natural. It's a natural, that's what's brilliant about that song, is it's synonymous.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone knows how to act, eh? When that shit comes on, we're all on the same page.
No, that's the beauty of music right there, actually. Mm. Hey, big congratulations, guys. You guys have been making fucking mint music for a long time, and it's rad that everyone's giving you the little hat tip. So hopefully it goes a little bit further tonight.
Thanks.
Cheers,
very much.
Bro. Thank you very much.
Oh, shit, look at this. It's Jess B and Half Queen. How's it going?
Oh, so good. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic.
How? You're good?
I'm good. I'm really good, actually. I'm having a great time. Really nice food I haven't had a chance to try yet.
I haven't touched cracker, that cheese with the white stuff, and apricot.
Make sure you get the chutney on the top there.
It's no joke. Like, it's legit.
And it's free.
This is what I'm saying.
The best part of it all.
This is what I'm saying.
You can't miss that detail.
You guys see the queue for KFC, but there's no KFC at the end of the queue?
Colonel Sanders is here. Our chair on the red carpet.
His head is so massive.
We'll be going straight to him for our interviews.
Guys, can I plug my show?
Please do. Yeah, your BFM show?
Yeah, my BFM show. Go to H2O Radio. Saturdays 11 to 1 p.m. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Yo, kapai. Listen in, everyone. Of course.
The best radio show in all the land.
I don't know. It's
maybe.
Pretty good. It's pretty
very
funny.
Subjective.
I don't think,
but you
I,
know.
I honestly don't think anyone listens, but it's fine.
Yeah, what's on the agenda for tonight? What are you guys looking to tick?
Well, I'm presenting to awards, so hopefully I won't swear or say anything stupid.
How does this work? Is there a prompter?
Absolutely not. I've written some lines.
Oh, wow.
Here's hoping for the best.
Wow.
My biggest worry is that I will stutter.
Yes.
I do that a lot.
Sounds
or I say
stressful.
The wrong word.
Yeah.
And I'll just fuck myself up. So.
Do you know who's winning?
No.
Okay.
No.
So it's like an envelope you open up?
Yeah, I got to open an envelope.
So it's not rigged.
And
I
it's
rigged.
Definitely not me.
It's not you?
No.
Oh, not Benny. Not you or not Benny?
It might be Benny, I don't know.
Oh.
It's definitely not Jess B.
Oh, okay.
It definitely could be Benny.
Okay, cool. We're
because she's nominated for both of those awards that I'm presenting.
Oh, amazing.
Jess B and Half Queen, both looking fantastic, by the way.
Describe our outfits for the listeners.
You look like you're going to a really gnarly pagan wedding.
Radio.
A what? A vegan wedding.
Like a pagan wedding?
Pagan. Yes, I was going for that. Thank you.
And you look like you're just like, you're dunking, but at like a flash party.
That's pretty much, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Jess B's got the stripes on, yo.
Yeah, you know, as usual. Sportswear, but make it, you know, a little bit zhuzhier than normal.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Good, well, really quickly. John Tugut.
Yeah, hey, how the fuck are you going? What's happening, man? What the fuck?
What a great tie.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we got it.
This tie costs more than everything you're wearing, motherfucker.
It's true. I'm not arguing that.
And I don't own it.
No, but you fucking earned it.
I earned borrowing it for one night from fucking Champions. <Champions. laughs>
Big Hungry, I've just had an epiphany. I just realized what the hell is actually happening.
We're in the danger zone, John.
The tuning fork is the pre-red carpet loading area. So everyone's getting loaded at the tuning fork.
And then they get spat out down the red carpet for everyone to have a good look at them with the flash photography and whatnot.
We had 26 seconds of John Tugut before he was pushed out onto
Great
the
try.
Red carpet. By
is that what that was?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Look, he's over there.
We were holding him up,
doing a slow lap down the red carpet.
To John Tugut's credit, he was spending time for BFM, and he ignored his PR agent for 26 seconds, which is fantastic, really. Everyone seems to have a pretty strong memory of BFM and how it's brought them to kind of where they are now, walking along this KFC red carpet into the VMAs.
It is what it is, right? BFM.
It is what it is.
You lucky little bastard.
Hello, I'm Julian Dine.
Manjit Singh. I'm Chopper Reeds from Fat Freddy's Drop.
Kia ora, welcome. How's it going, guys? You having a good time here at the event?
Well, yeah, just walked in, cold beer in hand, catching up with a couple of friends here, which I haven't seen for a while. So, yeah, very good, very good. Yeah.
You guys having a good time?
This is our first one. This is exciting. It's exciting stuff. There's a lot of important people in this room.
Pile into the cocktails now because they'll run out soon. So, go.
Extremely delicious. I am having I think it's a vodka, some kind of grapefruit and some mint in here, and it's very nice.
Summery.
Some ginger beer as well.
Summery one.
Yeah, very much so.
Speaking of summery vibes, you've got a big summer tour coming up?
Yeah, we do. We start on the 27th up in Kerikeri, actually, and then work our way down the country. Yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be a good one.
It's a powerful lineup as well, eh? It's
yeah, like, we get
it's
to hang out with the Avondale Bowling Club on some of our shows, which is going to be fantastic.
Dying on the drums in that situation?
Yeah, very much so, yeah. It's four shows with Freddy's.
You're better Auckland, than me. I just know you're on
Tauranga, yeah. Christchurch and Queenstown, yeah. But then the rest of their lineup is crazy with David Rodigan and Jazzy Jeff and other stuff.
Jess B and the whatnot.
LAB. It's going to be, Bailey Wiley, it's going to be great.
Summer pick.
Julian, you're up for a couple of awards with Avondale Bowling Club. Yes. Do you fancy your chances tonight?
I feel like maybe one out of three, if I was a betting person, which I'm not. But
which one?
I'd say best hip-hop, maybe. But I'd say the other two, who knows? Because how do they decide these things? Is it like sales or...?
I think KFC decides.
KFC, yeah. So quarterpack, so, combo,
it's a game of
best roots
so
artist.
Whoever gets, you know, does Cat in the Cradle wins, so you're away.
Yeah.
Carnivorous Plant Society in the house.
Yeah, we're in a huddle. Can everyone introduce themselves?
I'm Finn. Finn Scholes.
I'm Cass.
I'm Tom.
Are you guys excited about this evening?
Yes. Yep. I'm a love award ceremonies.
Yeah. I'm not as excited as Finn, but I'm close.
Pretty excited.
What is it about an award ceremony which is kind of like really cool?
Well, you might get an award, you know? And
what comes after that, by the way?
After getting an award, fame, like, you know?
You get like $2,000 or...
I don't really know. Like I figured you get a trophy.
Get a trophy.
Yeah. That you probably have to return.
You get a trophy.
A while.
Is it kind of nice being in a room full of musicians?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of celebrities.
A lot of power in this room.
I've even met some celebrities tonight.
I'm finding that I'm sort of recognising people and I'm like, why should I recognise it? Well, why should I know this person? I should know their name.
Yeah, they're famous celebrities. Yeah, you should know their name. It's your job, you know, that you're in the media.
I'm
going to be on top of the celebrities.
Maybe a potential bucket of cold KFC on the way out.
Yeah, that's... I haven't checked out the KFC.
We've heard about the cold KFC. Yeah. I think they stocked the backstage room like an hour ago. So
is
unless
the KFC
there's a micro.
Here?
Yeah.
Really?
In the media room.
I've got a media pass.
What are you guys even
doing here?
Celebrities love KFC. Oh.
Yeah. What exit are you going to use? Are you going to use the flashy exit which goes through the red carpet and whatnot?
Red carpet, yeah.
And who are you wearing tonight?
Oh, what am I wearing? Oh, I'm actually wearing an AES Colour shirt. Oh, yeah, it's a good brand, eh? Yeah, it's solid. Yeah, it's a...
Welcome to Psychotron.
I'm here with Troy King and Roddy Fisher. Kia ora team, how's it going?
Very good,
very,
my friend.
Very good. You almost missed me there.
Both are adhering to a very different dress code, I've got to mention. Who are you wearing tonight, Troy?
I'm wearing either this or trousers. That's what I'm wearing.
You're on a boat, very nice. And what about you, bro?
I'm representing the Helen Stones over here.
Nice.
If you in a suit or something.
Are we talking about the crutches or?
Yeah.
What's on the agenda tonight, team? What are we looking forward to?
I'm performing tonight, so a little bit nervous, so I can't really relax until that shit's over, so waiting for that and then probably a few drinks after that.
Is it more nerve-wracking to know that you're performing to a room full of New Zealand musicians?
Exactly. Like, anybody else, fine, but because I know every one of these motherfuckers is going to be judging me, it's not great. It's not great.
What about, is the rest of the band here? Are you kind of like keeping an eye on what they're sipping on?
They're all here. I'm going to have to tell them to zip up the old drinking. We got a performance tonight, guys. Come on.
What are you playing?
My song, we're playing Mighty Invader tonight. So it is a 6-minute song. So they made us strip it down a minute and a half. Which is very tricky to maintain the essence of the song.
Oh, wow.
But I think we're done. I think it's going to be okay.
Mean. Fuck, like a minute and a bit, straight into the shred.
I know. I had to cut out all those nice little self-indulgent things, but I think it's the essence is still there.
Right on.
Quick quick little hello from...
For sure.
Oh, my man.
For sure. What's going on? Kill the fellas. What's going on?
We're just turning around and there's another legend in front of us. This is a crazy room to be in.
They're everywhere. It's kind of freaky. Yeah.
We've actually caught a few of your crew.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's in good spirits.
Yeah, no, everybody's good. People seem quite excited. Yeah, it's good. Scott and I from the Freddy's. Scott, say hi, Scott.
Oh, yo, bro.
How many cocktails have we had now?
I'm up to maybe five.
Four.
I'm feeling pretty good.
It's not a competition, but it seems like you're winning and you're coming second.
Let the record show that he pointed to me as the winner.
Yeah.
So here you go. Here's your.
Yeah, fuck, I got it.
Do you guys have any official sort of duties tonight?
We're presenting the People's Choice Award tonight.
That fits. You guys are the fucking People's Choice, so it makes a lot of sense.
We're people and we're choice.
We're people and we're choice. But and I guess Freddy's have won that award a couple times historically. It is the one and only voice of the people in these awards.
It's got to be the most righteous, really, at the end of the day, isn't it? Nothing to do with KFC.
It's definitely sponsored, but let's not go too deep.
let's not go too deep down that road. It's definitely sponsored. They've been collecting votes since October. And your email address.
29 cents a vote, probably.
But, oh shit.
It's about to go down.
We gotta go.
It was the voice of God.
Kia ora, team. Thank you so much.
Kia ora.